Welcome to Think on This, a podcast by TableThink with Joshua and Carrie.
So when I was going to college at Southern Nazarene University in Bethany, Oklahoma.
Oh, that sounds so Southern. You should be saying this in a Southern accent.
Yes, but it's funny because it's like they say Southern Nazarene University, but it's actually like Oklahoma is not really as Southern as Arkansas was.
Oh, well,
so
I
people,
can see that.
Yeah, people there like were like, oh, you have an accent. And I'm like, I'm just from the state over. But but anyways, I was in this choir, which is a whole, there's a lot of stories there too.
Choir.
I was in a
wow.
choir.
This is getting good.
That you had to wear a tuxedo and yeah.
Awesome.
And I did not like dressing up.
Do you have
up.
Pictures of that?
There are. Yeah, I'll have to
find
them.
I think we're going to have to
probably
put one up. Yeah.
So I was in this choir. My friend Randall was in there with me, and we always had a blast. But one of the things that we did was they wanted us to go sing at the National Day of Prayer.
Okay.
So at the state capitol.
Big stuff.
Big time. So me and him are there, and we're standing, and we're looking because there's like, you know, Oklahoma's kind of Bible Belt, but you still kind of have, you know, all kinds of crazy stuff going on. And there's this little group of protesters, very small. But this group, and they had this huge, the largest banner you ever saw. So we sang this whole song about prayer, and there was this huge banner that we were staring at that said, nothing fails like prayer.
Oh.
Yeah. So they were a sad and lonely group, but yeah. me and my buddy got a good kick out of that. We always still remember that. And talk about how funny that was, singing
yeah.
there, staring at that banner.
Yeah, it's so interesting that someone would protest prayer.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, first of all, I just want to go backwards yeah. for a moment. And I really do want to get us some pictures of you in a tuxedo.
We
and then
find
just
those.
Thinking about the Randall and Joshua
yes. oh, yeah.
moments that you
it
had.
It was very special.
But then to go forward to talk about these people that I just think the missingness in their life to protest prayer
yeah.
is so interesting, because you're not going to stop prayer. You know, you're
right.
just going to probably be prayed over. I'm
yeah.
sure that a
yeah.
lot of people there begin praying for them. And prayer
right.
is just really about love and the fact that God has given us this great gift to be able to be in conversation with God
yeah.
and to be able to not just, you know, talk to yourself, which, you know,
right.
sometimes you just, you know, you may feel that way
yeah.
because you are not connected to God. And I love the fact that at the very, you know, these last words that Matthew has recorded of Jesus saying that to not forget that he is with us every day. And that's found in Matthew 28:20. And so I think that that's something to remember, that when it's hard to understand what prayer means, it's because there's that lack of relationship, and that God is inviting us to a relationship, and how lonely that is. And there's just this void in us when we do not have God.
Yeah.
And there's that separation from God, and God invites us absolutely every day to come and to discuss life and to ask for others and just to simply praise. And knowing God just frees us from so much fear, but really the emptiness that loneliness brings. And I would be so interesting to meet up with those people someday that had that big poster in front of you.
Right.
You're singing about prayer and,
yeah.
and believing in the value. You know, also I, you know, have had the privilege, as you know, we've talked about before, and you too, the end of life, even people that have never prayed usually will thank you for
yeah.
praying with them and asking God to be so present in their life. And just a reminder that when we look around and someone is angry over something, you know, or trying to protest, that we just
right.
give them love
yeah.
and respond to that. So, Joshua, this is going to be really fun to see that picture of you
yes.
and your friends, and also to remember that this is a day of prayer and that we can join with many and be asking for the love of God to
yes.
spread all over.
You've been listening to Think on This by TableThink. For more content and information, visit our website at tablethink.com.